In world news, Syrian opposition leader Muaz al-Khatib has urged President Bashar al-Assad to respond to his offer of peace talks, as Nathan Morley reports.
Mr. Khatib called on Mr. Assad to give his vice president the task of opening negotiations. He said the aim would be to help the Syrian regime stand down peacefully to spare further bloodshed. The U.S. has backed Mr. Khatib's initiative, but there's been no response so far from Damascus. Meanwhile, a former U.S. ambassador to Syria and Israel has said that President Bashar al-Assad is becoming increasingly delusional and dangerous. Mr. Assad has insisted that Syria could retaliate Israel's apparent airstrike last week inside his country's borders, but Edward Derjian said it was unlikely he would.
I think that what we're hearing from Damascus now is more rhetorical than a threat of any immediate action. Having said that, one can never discount the possibility that in extremis, where this regime is being challenged every single day in terms of its sovereignty over the nation, that they may see a political interest in raising the specter of the Israeli threat.
In a separate development, a large-scale operation is underway in Syria to secure safe water supplies for more than 10 million people. That's close to half of the population. The initiative is being carried out by UNICEF. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.